cameras in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Got the cameras, a motherfucker.
God, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Taking hold on me.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
OG Sinbad is here.
What's up, man?
Happy belated, too, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man.
How does it feel?
You know what?
I think age is a blessing, so I can't, you know.
I think you get to a certain age, you don't care. You know, when you're 15, you can't wait to be 16. When you're 12, you can't wait to be 13. When you're 20, you can't wait to be 21. And right about 30, you're like this.
Yeah.
At 30, because first your life didn't work out the way you thought it was going to work out. Because everybody's going to be a millionaire. Everybody's going to be this. So if you ain't got that, you go through depression. Everybody said, no, man, there's still hope for you. 30 is the new 20. And then at 40, you're like this, man, I'm hurting. And I got high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And then at 60, you're like this. I understand people like, hey, man, I'm still above ground. You start talking different. I'm still above ground.
For real, though.
You know, I'm here, man. You know what? It's all a blessing. Every day above ground. And I said, I'm never going to talk like that. I'm not going to be that dude. Every day above ground is a blessing because homeless people ain't feeling that way.
That's real.
You know, they ain't feeling that way. So, I'm like, every day above ground is not a blessing. It's a blessing to be alive, but I'd rather be doing something with it.
That's real.
Yeah.
And when you're 10, you think 20's old. Then when you're 20, you like 30's old. Yeah. When you're 30, you like, all right.
No, well. 20, you think everybody else is old. Remember, 20, like, man, he's an old dude. And then you get 30 and say, we just want to live long enough to see your life jack up. So we just want to be that person watching a young person become 30 and go like this. Yeah, you kind of suck, don't you?
30 is a good age because you can do everything. Yeah. You can buy cigarettes, you can rent a car,
yeah.
You can buy liquor, you're good.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a lot of things to say about the election.
You know what, man? This is what's so funny and not funny. Everybody's acting like they can't believe this. Mm-hmm. We can't believe she lost. When they put that man on TV, when CNN put him on, I said, this is about to be done. Because think about it, he had nothing to lose. He's Teflon. This is the man, his wife posed naked. He lies, but he called other people a liar. He's an adulterer, but he called somebody else an adulterer. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm watching a man that can hit you and you can't hit back.
Right. Yeah.
Because you can't insult him enough.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say because he's like, yep, I did it. He don't care. He didn't want to be president. He just wanted, he likes winning. He didn't know what being a president is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why he got all these fools around him. They're like the roaches rolling in. Everybody thinks he's just, they actually think they're going to roll back the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah.
No, you got white people pushing girls off the sidewalk. And I had a friend of mine, a white guy walked up. How's it feel to be picking cotton again? He was an FBI agent. He showed him his gun and said, now you're on a terrorist watch list.
Wow.
I said, picking cotton again?
Damn.
They actually believe they're going back to a world. Like, I said,
let's amend the Emancipation Proclamation.
Thank you. Yeah, I said, what y'all think this is?
And even seeing the mayor of West Virginia having to resign.
Oh, I like when they talk stupid and lose their jobs.
Yeah, when they post dumb things on Facebook.
That's so dumb.
He said,
Avon
Hills?
Yeah.
Tell me, we got a new classy? This woman got butt naked pictures. Tell me, we got a new classy. That's
classy.
So far out racist. That's so far
Absolutely.
Out. And all he has to do, all Trump has to do, look, man, he could actually scare Republicans if his game is different than what they think it is. He's not anything they think he is. He's probably sitting in the room right now, man, we weren't supposed to win this. He's looking at his family, his wife. I don't want to be here. They don't want to be there.
He don't even want to be at the White House.
He don't want to be there.
He didn't even show up to the Pentagon for like the initiation training, like when they do the transition training with his transition team.
He didn't.
And they got to school you in on nuclear weapons.
Because he don't want to know what?
He didn't even show up.
Now, you worked with Trump. How was it when you did the...
You know what? I worked with him back in the 80s, when all the fights, Mike Tyson was fighting at Trump's casino back in Atlantic City. He's always, you know, Trump always been braggadocious. He always been Trump water, Trump building, Trump, you know, towers.
But was he a bigot, though?
No, look how them brothers was living at Trump Towers.
He used
to sit with cats and talk to cats. Something like this. He gave money to Hillary. He defended Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this dude?
Mm.
And that's what none of the Republicans are asking. Well, the smart ones are. That's why they put Mike Pence in.
Yeah.
They ain't worried about Trump. They said, we got the guy we want in. And that's Pence.
He believes in conversion therapy for gays.
If you're gay, we can convert you.
Yeah.
We're sent to a camp in Indiana.
Yeah.
And if you're black, we can make you white. They got all kind of conversions. They got conversion camps for everything they don't like. We'll convert you. If you're Muslim, we'll make you Christian. If you're a woman, we'll make you a man. So, you know, they got conversion camp for everything.
Right.
Now, you had back surgery earlier this month, too, right?
No, that was that the old
that's
picture old. That we circulated. You know, that
I
was
saw
a year
that.
Ago.
Said,
yeah.
That's old news. That
was I saw different. You walking. I said, you walking pretty good for somebody who had back surgery.
No, I had November 3rd last year.
Oh,
and somebody
got you.
Show how fake the internet is.
Yeah.
Somebody put the picture. I said, Sinbad, get well. And they were saying, oh, man, you hang in there. I'm sending prayers for you. I said, well, I'm healed already. I can't believe I'm healed. Thank you. I said, that was a year ago.
Yeah. It could have been worse. It could have been you dead.
Like, I did die. Remember?
Yeah, I remember you died.
I got killed twice.
You went through everything.
I've been killed, man. They didn't give me a good death. I had a heart attack. If you're going to kill me on Wikipedia, you better give me a good death. Like, somebody got snatched off the street. We know I was skiing and I died. Don't give me, had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Now, did you watch Dave Chappelle when he was on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
What did you think?
Chappelle is like not any other brother out there doing comedy. Mm-hmm. Chappelle opened for me when he was 17, 18 years old. Mm. I actually took him on the road when he first got started out of D.C. He was in them just in the political and funny and political and funny. See, now everybody's become... Every comic's become too political. We still are comics.
Right.
You can't walk on stage, man. Trump, you, all y'all stupid. No, they're not all stupid. Some were just frustrated. But what I did, like, we were just in Kansas City. I said, okay, my Trump people, everybody started growing. No, convince me. I said, first of all the racists, raise your hand. And a racist dude raised his hand, said, don't ever raise your hand when somebody says that. Don't do that. Don't ever raise your hand.
You got to respect him just a little bit, though.
My hand's half up because I'm half racist. Like, you know what? Because I kept enough racism in me, so if this jumps off, I need it back. I'm trying to be that peaceful warrior, but I need my hate back.
You got Malcolm on your own.
I know.
You
got Malcolm and Martin. I said, look, I'm letting them know. I got enough racism. It's in my bag. I kept my racism in the bag. So if I need to pull it out, I can go back in the closet and get it.
They were like, Wanda Sykes got booed off. You know, they were booing her.
It was at a cancer. It was a fundraiser for cancer. So you got to pick what time you say F you to people.
Right.
And these were people coming to you. You know, and I love Wanda. But I said, you can't. It's at the cancer fundraiser.
Yeah.
I'll save it for my show because that's your audience. Mm-hmm. Now, if you come to my show and this is my audience, I can say anything I want. You pay, you know who I am.
You said a lot of comics talk about politics. I don't see it, man. Like we had Tracy Morgan and Kevin Hart up here, and they said they stay away from.
Well, when you're making money, see, when the comic cross, I call it the crossover.
You know
when you're angry black, and all of a sudden like this, look, man, the world's a lot better than I thought it was. I said, oh, somebody making money now. Right. No, everybody's like, man, you know, man, the man, fight the power. Look, man, we all gotta get along. Let me tell you something. I never experienced racism. I've never really experienced, mainly from my own people.
All right, we got more with Sinbad when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have comedian Sinbad in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
What do you think of Barack Obama's legacy?
Man, when they write, you know, they always write a book 3-4 years later. Because remember, everybody said he didn't do nothing, the worst president. When they look at all that he did do, when that book comes out where it's, you know, unfiltered, and you go, wow. I can't wait to see what he's going to do as an activist, because I'm involved with that program. Whenever he gets out, whatever program he's involved, I'm in there.
Right. He's doing the My Brother's Keeper now.
I'm in there.
That's when I think we're going to see Barack really act black.
He's like this. He's smoking cigarettes again, like, look at that. I'm off these patches.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about myself. He looks more relaxed now. Like,
he does.
You want this? You want the football?
Yeah.
You want to carry the briefcase? Trump was like a little kid sitting with his hands folded. We were supposed to talk for 10 minutes. We talked for an hour and a half. Barack said, man, they about to give you the codes. That's why he didn't go to that meeting.
Yeah.
Barack said that was an eye opener. Yeah. When they give you all the secrets, all the CIA agents.
Who UFOs exist.
Yeah, when you're like this, Area 51. They even show you an alien. They got one inside the White House.
No way.
Yeah, that's a fact.
The skinny guy with big eyes.
No. That's a fact.
Got the three fingers, I saw it.
Hillary said.
You saw it?
I saw
that's
it.
A fact. Hillary said when she got into the White House, she was going to let people know the truth about UFOs.
Yep.
Even Chappelle made reference to it at SNL as a joke, but everybody just laughed. But that's the truth.
Go out to Simi Valley, California. We were shooting a movie, and where the Area 51 is at, they said, start driving over that way. Man, I started driving with four Jeeps came on the where you going? I said, oh, we're shooting a movie, going back that way.
Yeah.
I said, if ain't nothing here, why won't they let me come?
Exactly.
You don't know what Sinbad joking or not, man.
No, man.
That's the truth. Read about Area 51 is no joke. They don't even let you over
Area 51 is no joke. Whatever's over there, they won't let you go see it.
They said they got aliens over there making tacos, all kinds of stuff. No, they do. They got aliens working over there.
And all aliens are black.
Black and skin color?
Yeah. We're majority. That's why they won't let them leave Area 51.
Oh, gosh. Now, you see that the Cosby Show is coming back to TV.
I did, you showed me something new.
Yeah.
It's coming back?
On Bounce TV.
The direct, I thought a new show.
No, not a new. They're bringing the series back, the old ones, the reruns. They're going to allow the Cosby Show.
They should have. They got my man from Seventh Heaven. Ain't nobody stopping nothing he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this man talking about having, you know, oral sex with two girls 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And no one jumped at him. No one jumped at him.
Right.
Shoot, Roman Polanski.
Thank you.
He got an Oscar.
Great. Look, well, now we got a president. Look, he's up for rape charges. They're like, hey, let the show back on air. We got president for rape charges, and those charges will probably go away. Watch, that girl will never exist.
Well, no, I think they said she already dropped those charges.
Well, she got the death threats.
The underage.
Yeah, she got death threats and everything else.
They said she made the story up, because he was supposed to go on trial for that in December.
Yeah, December 13th. I was going.
Now, if he invited you to the White House to perform, would you go?
To perform?
Yes.
You know what? The first time I performed, people don't know, I was the first black comedian to do the correspondence dinner. Mm-hmm. It was Bush, was it Bush Senior or Junior? Bush Senior. And I wasn't going to do it. I said, I'm not doing this, man. And they begged me, because the black correspondent said, we've never had a comic, and we need you to come. But remember, now it's all televised. When I got there, they said, you don't look at the president, you don't turn around, you don't talk to him. Well, Mayor Pratt from D.C. was in trouble because she said she spanked her kids. When I got there, they begged me. I got it. I said, I turned around and looked at Barbara Bush. I said, you ever spank your children? She said, yeah. I said, thank you. And everybody in the audience, I said, I should take care of Mayor Pratt's problem. and they hustled me out the White House, and all the brothers said, you just ended. I said, look, if I'm gonna be here, I'm gonna say something.
Damn right, you gotta be you.
Right.
I'm gonna be who I am. They said, don't try and look at him. But they're right behind me. I said, I cannot not. And I turned around and I spoke. Now it's like a special. But the bad part is Barack Obama's been funnier than every comics.
Oh, without question.
Right. But these last 8 years.
You think he writes his own material?
No, they write for him, but he delivers. But he got his own. He could be a comic. He delivers
well. Somebody
writes
for him, though.
Barack can be anything.
You write for him, but he adds his own. I can see his spin on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's an actor.
Oh, God, he does a good job.
Barack can be anything. He's the first black president of the United States of America. That man can be anything. A president that built bridges instead
of
walls.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And to this day, he's still doing it. He's sitting there with Trump. He could have gone off on him.
Hey, I didn't understand that. I didn't like that.
You know what? But no, he did.
He has a responsibility to the country.
He knows it's about being president. See, now we're at another level. It's called being presidential. It ain't about us fighting, not us being activists. I get it. He's like, man, this man fails. I know. He's like, y'all understand, this man fails, we go down. This man has the potential to not destroy this country, destroys the world. Because where America goes, everybody goes.
That's true.
Canadians are crying. I mean, I was in Canada, they were crying. If this man fails miserably, the world fails. Even people that hate us are texting, please, please, we'll hate you next week, but can you get him together? He can't be this fool.
Yeah, people think like a nation like America can't fall. Every great nation, every great empire falls. We could easily be wrong.
And in 2020, watch, every fool gonna run. People used to know you can't run for president.
There's no limits now.
People used to know you can run for president. Kanye gonna run.
Yeah.
I think Chris Rock will run. I'm thinking about running.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
If Kanye runs, I'm running.
The Rock said
what do you think if Michelle runs? You think Michelle will run?
Michelle would have killed her. She ran in the last week of this year. Mm-hmm. And then substituted Michelle for Hillary, she would have won. But the one to watch, we shouldn't tell everybody, is Kamala Harris out of California.
Mm.
She used to be the lawyer for Lindsay Lohan, district attorney. She just won her first Senate seat. She's half black and half East Indian. Mother was an immigrant. Smart. I said,
she a lawyer?
She's a lawyer. I wrote her, the reason I know, because I wrote her name down. I said, if I ever get I actually called her.
You're not getting in trouble.
I called her once. She said, Sinbad, please don't tell me you're in trouble. I said, no. I just need to know. I just need to have your number. Because if I ever end up in jail, I'm calling you first.
You've never ended up in jail for anything, have you?
I've been in jail for protesting in college.
I've been
arrested. We've been handcuffed for like a robbery at 7-Eleven. Three brothers robbed at 7-Eleven. My boy's 7'1". Other dude's 6'8". I'm 6'6". Two brothers, 5'8", robbed at 7-Eleven.
Like, that's a posse and a starting five.
Yeah. Like, so they stopped us. And I can't help it. It was 70s, and I couldn't shut my mouth. I said, didn't shoot me. This white cop said, well, I said, didn't shoot me because I'm eating my Fritos, and I'm going to the dorm.
I bet you wouldn't try them like that now.
I would.
You tell a cop shoot you.
I'm like this. I will not. But my son will tell you, when they stopped me, I said, dude, you better find some drugs in this car, or you better call somebody. If you just stop me because I'm black, we're going to have a problem.
Damn.
You know, I'll be right. Give me a license. Be right back. You have a good day. So that's what I thought. You better find some drugs in this car or call some people. Because you ain't going to beat me down the street. I'm not getting out. I'm not putting my hands. I said, I will respect you till you don't respect me. Being a police officer is a hard job.
Mm-hmm.
But just stopping people because you ain't got nothing better to do doesn't work for me.
You're right.
I know too many police officers out there risking their lives, doing the right thing, because you felt like pulling me over in my Navigator. Yeah. You picked the wrong brother.
See, that's age privilege. I don't feel like I can do that yet.
Well, you know what?
I do that all the time.
I was young. I said, see, the thing is, when you ain't riding dirty, see, this is how you know when your friends is dirty. Man, these cops, man, just be cool. I said, I put it in your seat. Because one time I was like 19, I was going off on the police officers. Officer, let me talk to him. He said, man is just doing his job. He had put cocaine under the seat of my car.
Man,
and I'm going like, search the car. I hope you find something.
That same thing happened to me. That's why I don't talk back to police
no more.
No,
man, because you don't
know what you're talking crazy to the police. My homeboy got 5 grams of coke on him. Like, put your hands behind your back. I'm like, for what? He got cocaine.
And your boy like this. Hey, man, come on, Charmaine. Charmaine. Yeah. Be right, man. You're like, be
just
right.
Just take it and let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, be right, man.
Well, he got arrested that day, though, right?
I got arrested. He took all of the jail. Because he acted like it wasn't his. Like, they planted that. And he had me believing they really planted it. Because I was talking so crazy to the police. I'm like, yeah, they probably planted it on because I was talking crazy to him. You get to the police station, he finally admitted it's mine. Like, man. Come on, man.
All right, we got more with Sinbad. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I always wonder if you ask yourself.
That was for free, DJ Khaled. Drake, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have comedian Sinbad in the building.
Is it possible this Donald Trump presidency could work at all?
I really believe this. I don't think they want Donald. They got the man they wanted, Pence. They might impeach Trump to get their boy in. The one I'm watching is Pence. Trump will talk his way out of this. He'll jack up. He'll just do so. He'll touch some girl. He can't stop. You know, a leopard is going to be a leopard. He is going to be who he is. And his wife is, I'm out. I'm not even legal.
Yeah,
you can't bring this on me. They just, the boy there, he looked like, I don't want to be a daddy. They don't want to be a daddy. His two sons going to lose his business. He's going to let Eric and Donald Jr. run his business.
Yeah,
he's going to lose everything he got. I'm like this. He doesn't want to be here. He likes talking.
Right.
He likes talking.
He looked a little upset when he won.
Oh, you know what? Like, he was like this. You told me I was going to win. I know, man. It happened at the last minute. We wish you hadn't gone on that tour. You should never set the wall. Well, remember, he wasn't supposed to win. Remember, the young lady that put that whole campaign together, people don't want to go back to the beginning. They're supposed to get 12% of votes in Iowa and shake up the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And he won. And she said, oh, wow, I expect to win. He says, well, what we do now? She goes, we quit because you don't know anything. He goes, I'm going to win. She goes, you can't win. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
And she's the one that cried. She goes, I helped create this monster. It was supposed to be a joke. It was never supposed to happen.
Dr. Ben Carson said he wouldn't join Trump's cabinet because he doesn't have any government experience. President-elect don't got no government experience either.
But you ran for president. Hold up.
Yeah.
He said, wait a minute. This is some sad stuff. I will not join his cabinet because I don't have experience.
But you ran for president.
Oh, yeah, but I'm a surgeon. What?
Yeah, man.
But you ran for president. That's not being in the cabinet.
That's so weird.
I think Ben lost his mind in last surgery. And I love that brother. I think the last surgeon said, we got to let Ben go.
Yeah.
I think Ben was doing this because first we don't know what he's ever said. What are you saying, Ben? That's what Donald never dared him said. Ain't nobody hearing this, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know he was running. We kept saying, who's that? That's Ben Carson. Why is he up there? I think he's running.
I think.
Yeah, no one knew.
Right.
No one knew.
Yeah. It's a strange time we in, man.
It is a strange time. But you know what? It shook up the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. It shook up all of us that should have been shook up. And even just assuming black folks will vote. Now, you got a lot of black folks calling the woodwork. Hey, Sinbad, before you get mad at me, if I tell you I voted for Trump, I said, man, don't lose my number. A brother can't explain to himself voting for Trump.
No.
You can't explain. Somebody can't talk to you, man. I know you're going to judge me. I said, what, man? I voted for Trump. I mean, lose my number. Just lose it for now. Just for now. Lose my number.
We got people that didn't vote.
Oh, I like the ones. And Kaepernick, man, you're doing all this, taking a knee, and then he didn't vote. I said, come on, Cap, man.
Well, he said he didn't agree with the candidates from the start, though.
Well, we never agree with any of them other than Barack Obama. I haven't agreed with most people, but you don't agree with a lot of stuff. We still do it. I don't agree with the stoplight at night, but I still stop.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't agree with a lot of things, but I still do it.
Right.
I think you should have voted, but I didn't like what people like Stephen A. Smith tried to discredit everything else he's done.
You can't discredit, but it did kind of. No, dude, it just made it. Man, you were so strong what you're saying, and you said I didn't vote because I'm believing. Most of us didn't believe. Look. I think almost everybody that voted this year didn't believe in anybody. Even the folks that voted for Trump didn't believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They hated Hillary. That's what he did.
Right.
He made them hate Hillary. Yeah.
That's the process of it.
Yeah. It's like, okay, say you're going to the shelter. Now, you got a beautiful dog. But say you go to the shelter and this dog is jacked up and this dog's jacked up. I got to take one of these dogs home. I've done that. You take the least of the two crazy dogs.
Right.
But you still got a crazy dog.
You do that with women, too.
No, you got to let that go.
Come on.
No, that's young. That's young.
Yeah,
no, you're young, you do that. When you're young, you're in the club like this. Man, it's 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
That's all I'm left with.
Let me get another drink.
That's all I'm left with. When you get about 35, let's just go. And the young dude with you, what? Let's just go to Denny's. Let's go eat. You're going to trust me on this. You're going to love me tomorrow. Let's go get some breakfast. Well, the young dude's still at Denny's. Look at that waitress. What do you think about that waitress? Dude, that's a Denny's waitress. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Ain't nothing wrong with Denny's, man.
No, man. Well, I'm sorry, when you at Denny's because you didn't get have success at the club, and now you see what's left at Denny's, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong. When you at Denny's, you go like, look, man, look at the cook.
Yeah.
Dude, let it go, man. Let's go home.
You're going to be at Caroline's all weekend.
At 7:30 and 10, and Saturday at 7:30 and 10. And you can always go to carolines.com for reservations.
Yep. And that's my man Chase opening for me right here.
Chase, what up, brother? What's up? You look like his son.
I know he does. And that's my son.
Right.
He robs stores on saying he's my son. They let him go.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now your son has a record.
Yeah, you don't have a record. If you send bad, we can steal stuff. They go, Sinbad didn't steal that.
Right.
We've learned that. I take a lot of stuff now. I go in stores, wear coats out.
No one would ever.
Sinbad. Sinbad steal that. Sinbad crazy. You just walk out with it.
Well, we ruined that.
No, you didn't do it. I had a BMW for a week. Test drive. I just kept it. Sinbad, you gonna bring it back, man? I love this, man. You crazy?
Take advantage.
I'm brought it back. He said, "Now I almost lost my job."
My goodness, it's Sinbad. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake with Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Oh, he's back.
And he has a Bud Light with him today.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Post Malone.
Post Malone is back. Him now, and Ashley.
I just wanna,
and his girlfriend Ashley.
I just have to say one thing. I just want to apologize because I wasn't here when you came up here the first time. I had to actually leave and go out of town, and it got rough.
It did get rough. People always tweet me like, yo, you were so hard on Post Malone. How? We had a conversation. Like...
Well, you did say that he was going to lose his girl, but she's still here.
He
lost her for a brief second.
What?
He lost her for a moment.
I mean, it's been rocky sometimes, you know, but yeah. You can imagine that with everything that's going on, but here we are.
Hey.
You know?
Hey, Ashley.
He's like, look, we're not together, but I need you to at least come up and pretend.
What's the hardest thing? Is it like the stardom? Is it the money? Is it the fame? Did you feel yourself a little bit and start flipping on your day ones?
I think the hardest part is, you know, it's tough having a balance between, you know, dedicating my life to music and dedicating, you know, time, you know, for Ashley.
For your woman, yeah.
You know, it's tough.
Right.
Because you wanna get into the studio, you wanna make as good music as you can, and you know, sometimes you're real busy.
Does all the negativity affect you? Like, I know people will be coming at you for different things. There was that misunderstanding where they said, oh, he's not doing hip hop anymore.
Right.
He wants to veer away from that.
Right. And do country.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm just making music.
But
I mean,
I'm not. Does that bother you? Like, does it get to you sometimes reading people's comments?
I got this. I'm cool.
Bud Light he grabbed.
Don't be an alcoholic, Post.
No, I'm not. I'm a functioning.
You know what surprised me? I went
emphasis
to
on fun.
Justin Bieber show.
Mm-hmm.
Not by myself. One of my daughters. For everybody out there, I just didn't go to a Bieber show. And Post Malone opened up, and I was surprised at the reaction that you got because it was kids that were 11 to grandmas that were 49, and they all knew your stuff. Were you surprised by that?
No, it was terrifying too. And whenever he invited me on tour, I thought it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you choked him in the club? Stop playing with me, Justin.
No, we was just trolling.
Oh, okay.
We trolled the whole world.
Putting out cigarettes on each other.
No, it was weird stuff. That beer bong gets going at night. You never know what's going on.
How did you get that call for the tour?
I mean, we was just in the studio recording, and he was like, come on tour. And I thought it was a joke. But then, you know, the next day he says, here are the dates. Let's do it.
So you guys must have really, really had like a great connection. Because he's always in the studio with people.
Yeah.
And for him to be like, Post Malone is it.
I think he's a real guy, you know? I think he's a real nice person, a genuine guy, a sweet guy. Again, misunderstood,
right?
You know, by everybody. Everybody wants to jump to conclusions, make him look out to something that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But
We've had some fun times with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he got mad girls in the studio.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Mad drugs, mad alcohol.
You
never been over there?
Oh, in the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, not really.
You never been in the studio with him with a bunch of girls?
No, yeah. I mean, not really.
He's trying to make his girlfriend mad at him or something.
It begins again.
It doesn't get any easier, too, as far as like balancing work.
Nah,
your personal
it's always gonna be tough, but mm-hmm. I think you just if you put in the extra effort, everything works out.
Like, do women come up to you and ignore your girlfriend like she's not there? And try
to
call her? I'm sure.
But that's
annoying.
Okay. She fights all of them. She got hands.
Do you have to take her everywhere?
No.
Okay.
Just to the Breakfast Club. She loves it.
Yeah, she's my cheerleader. Like, mm-hmm. What's that guy's name?
Now people were also disappointed that your album was supposed to come out, and you even named. Right.
Yeah, my mixtape.
Your mixtape.
After the,
for
after
the date
that
of the album. To come out. That had to be a big disappointment.
Yeah,
that's why you even had to post about that.
That sucks. I feel like at that moment I really let everybody down. Everybody had been waiting on the album for so long. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that it's out. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that it actually came out this year. I felt terrible letting everybody down, but you know it's here.
Right.
It's a trifold, beautiful packaging.
Right.
Go check it out.
Beautiful packaging. Make sure you check this out.
Now I got a chance to listen to some of the records on it.
Yeah, man.
How did you hook up with Kalani? Because the one with Kalani is dope.
Well, thank you, sir. I have been wanting to work with her since, like, you know, the beginning of everything.
She was in a dark place during that time, right?
I mean, I'm not quite sure. I just recently linked up with her and became friends with her, and we were looking for the
beautiful young lady.
No, she's super dope. Mm-hmm. Right. She's super dope.
Beautiful young lady.
Super dope.
Stop
Isn't she
it.
Beautiful?
Ash, is she beautiful?
Yes.
She said yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But we were looking for the perfect female feature, and she snapped.
Yeah, she
like, she's super talented. Sounds great.
So you're not allowed to even, like, acknowledge that girls are beautiful?
Yes, he can. He said yes twice,
as he
and then you asked
light.
Again.
No, he never said that. He said she was dope. He didn't say she was beautiful. So you have to ask Ashley, like, stuff like that?
I mean, when she's in the room.
Right.
Ooh, but when she's not around, ha-ha.
Don't let Charlamagne get you in trouble.
Oh, nah, I know, right. Let's talk about the music.
Is she allowed to smoke, like, in the room with Justin Bieber if you're asleep or something?
What? She ain't smoking in the room with no Justin Bieber? What's she talking about?
You think Justin Bieber's cute, Ashley? You think Justin Bieber's cute?
Nah, she don't.
No.
Oh, post already after that. So you think Bieber's cute?
He's overrated.
What you mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What you mean you like his new song?
There you go.
But there is something to be said for working in the studio with artists, because I feel like a lot of times people send a track over.
Right.
The person gets on it, but it is a different type of connection. So with your guest appearances, did you sit down in the studio, or was it, let me send you this track, get on it, send it back?
Yeah. Everything that I did besides Kehlani was, you know, and 2 Chainz. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess just in Quavo and Bieber. Mm-hmm. And, you know, working with Pharrell was super dope.
Right.
Yeah, everything other than Chainz and Kehlani was in the studio with me. I feel like you just get that. You just, you know, you feed off each other's energy, and the song is that much dope.
It's exciting to reach out to somebody like Pharrell and actually get him to do a track, because that's
crazy.
A legendary. People will never have the opportunity.
Yeah, how did y'all hook up like
to
that?
Work with Pharrell?
I met him at Bonnaroo. Mm-hmm. He brought me on the bus, and he was like, yo, I love what you're doing. I see it. Like, let's work. And then we made a couple tracks. We got some stuff today now. Mm-hmm. He's a sweet dude, really smart dude.
We got more with Post Malone when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Post Malone in the building. Now, Yee.
You call everybody sweet.
No, I know. Like, there's a lot of sweet people in the world. You know, people that are, you know, just spreading good energy,
genuine,
good
right.
vibes. Yeah.
That's what it seems like you try to do. Like, you never, I guess you always stay high when people go low, like Michelle Obama said. Because you always get
Michelle
a
Obama came at me?
No.
And I missed it.
When he said hi, he didn't mean like smoke weed high. You try to stay high all the time.
No. I was like, how did I miss that?
That was her quote. She said, when they go low, we go high.
Right. Okay,
yeah. Okay. Because you always get accused of
we
cultural appropriation.
Yeah, man.
But you don't ever feed into it, so to speak.
They put that video up of you from back
my,
in the day.
Yeah, my
you was like dancing
guess.
In underwear or something, right?
No, those are my Chuck Norris action shorts.
Chuck Norris action shorts.
Chuck Norris action shorts.
What was that about?
So it was with me and my friend. We was just around.
Y'all just decided to get naked and start dancing?
I mean, he was a naked. I was a naked one.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's my Stone Cold shorts, you know? Right. I was just having fun.
Oh,
I
you think, acting like a wrestler?
I'm not a not
Stony.
A wrestler.
Okay.
But those are Stone Cold shirts. I was just missing the leg brace.
How old gotcha. Was he in that video?
He was a kid. Oh. I mean, he's a kid now. I mean, he's a young man now, but he was like,
he's right here. You could ask him.
I don't think he was a teenager. Was you a teenager?
Yeah, I was a teenager.
Okay.
I was like, just turned 17,
maybe, yeah.
You know, like in the middle transitional weird period where I wanted to have fun and
weird.
Just be weird. It's just like, you know, I had never I never planned to have anybody see something of mine a million times.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody, unless you really are like the you don't ever expect it.
Right.
So it's like, I was just having fun with my friends. There's like nothing to it.
Now, is it when that comes out, are you like, ha ha, that's funny? Or are you like, oh my God?
No, listen, whatever. Whenever it came out, I was freaking out. But
did you feel gay?
Nah.
Okay.
I ain't never felt gay.
Do you watch it now, like over and over, like, yo, it's mad funny?
I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious.
Said I never felt gay. What does gay feel like?
You tell me.
You tell
me. What does gay feel like?
Charlamagne,
I ain't never in my life.
All right, DMX.
Now,
have you met Allen Iverson?
No, I have not. That's on my bucket list.
He said he wants to meet you.
I know, that's what
you gotta pop up. You gotta pull up on him.
There was a rumor that said he was suing me for $6 million, but I don't have $6 million.
He ain't gonna get it.
Yeah, so no, but I heard he likes his song. Right. I heard he likes his song, and you know,
Allen Iverson, can you please meet up?
Yeah, I made a million, not six. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I'm like somewhere there's six. Yeah. But I don't have that right now.
Now, with the whole cultural appropriation thing, like, you don't, like, you did get popping because of hip hop,
right?
But then you said you want to do country now.
I mean, I want to do country down the line. Okay. I'm still in the phase. I'm young. I'm having fun. I'm making the music that I like to make, and I'm just having fun with it right now. Whenever I get into a studio, I don't say, "Hey, I'm gonna make a hip hop song," or "Hey, I'm gonna play guitar on this song." It's just wherever, you know, the vibes take me.
What kind of artist do you consider yourself?
Just an artist, I guess. I feel like there's way too much boxing of genres. I feel like you should be able to make the music that you like, and if your fans like it, then you know that's dope. If they don't, then
it's,
you know,
it's interesting because even if you see, like, new. Beyonce, they were mad that she performed at the Country Music Awards.
For what?
They didn't want her to get nominated. It is crazy that they feel like if I do a song that fits in this category, sometimes
then I can't do something that's over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I think that's what's wrong with social media nowadays too. People are so opinionated. And people have way too much to say, and everybody's so smart, and everybody's a critic. Everybody knows everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, just like, if you don't know the situation, don't speak on it.
Well, let me ask you a question. How did you feel this Sunday, right? Well, my New York Giants bust down your Dallas Cowboys. How did that make you feel?
I'm a Cowboy fan, bro.
You know, your dad, he's a coach at the key. Coaches the Cowboys.
No, he don't.
He doesn't coach. He's not. He's a water boy.
He sells popcorn.
Oh, popcorn. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the coaching team.
Yeah, that's part of the coaching.
Your father still sells popcorn?
No, he don't. No, he's in the office now.
I'm about to say, this white privilege thing done lost its luster.
Does that mean you get to go to the game?
Yeah, I get. He gives me tickets.
Can you get Charlamagne tickets?
Yeah, I mean, if you're nice.
I'm going Sunday.
They gotta go with each other. Y'all gotta go with each other. Like, sit next to each other in the game.
No.
Oh, you don't like me?
No, I don't dislike you, but I don't like the smell of beer and cigarettes. Post. And Post Malone smells like every beer and every cigarette that's in whatever convenience store in New York City right now.
Mm. I only smoke Camels though right now, so I don't smell like a country singer.
It's the new Kid Rock right here, ladies and gentlemen.
How was the evolution from when you first started going on tour with Justin, which is a huge audience for you, to now? Like, how has your show changed?
I feel like it's just better. He taught me how to stay healthy. He taught
me.
Justin Bieber taught you how to stay healthy.
Listen, this man eats salmon 3 times a day, and apparently that's very good for you.
Apparently.
So, yeah, but what about all the drugs?
He doesn't do a lot of drugs.
He
doesn't
weed.
Do any drugs,
he
actually.
He smokes weed.
He doesn't do any drugs. Well, I don't smoke weed no more.
Well, you smoked with Justin.
I mean.
It's okay.
If he was to pass me a little something.
Now, when is the last time you had your hair braided?
A long ass time ago.
We could tell. I'm not gonna lie, your hair is so
a long ass time ago.
Why don't
you
bother me?
I have a hard time.
It's
just
please, because it gets to a point where you're like, this is gonna take so long to get out. Mm-hmm. That you just don't want to do.
That's nothing.
Anymore.
That's a cornrow.
Oh, no, this is going to be
a nappy-headed white boy.
This is
nappy-headed white boy.
Rub your hair and just
Young Thug said you got nappy hair. How you a nappy-headed white boy?
I don't know, man. It's the Native American in me.
Oh, you got Native American in you?
Yeah.
Oh, so how'd you feel about the North Dakota
pipeline?
I think that was a crazy situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't really gotten into it, but my homie told me about it. And it's wild stuff.
Right.
We got more with Post Malone when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got Post Malone in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
So why are you wearing church pants? That's a good look. T-shirt, church pants.
Yeah.
Dress shoe, cowboy boots.
You got the cowboy boots?
Yeah,
the ostrich boots. Mm. Shout out to my Peter plugs. It's faux. Don't worry about it.
It's faux. Okay, faux.
It's faux.
Yeah, man. I got, you know, I'm trying to get classy now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was really inspired by Conor McGregor, so, you know, he got the sauce. So.
How many tattoos do you have? I saw you recently getting another one.
Yeah, last time I was here, I didn't have any.
You
really?
Did?
Yeah, I didn't have any. I just
really?
Got it. I
wow,
got
you went hard.
I started getting tatted like.
Nah, you had tats.
Like 7 months ago.
I thought you had the hand tats. You didn't have the hand tats at all?
You had nothing? Wow. That happened quick.
No, I happened really quick. It's addicting.
I don't see no picture of Ashley on there. No, what
I got
Ashley
her,
face
her name's right here.
It's hidden under your watch.
There's an N at the end, guys. I just hope.
Ashlyn.
Why you didn't get her face?
It's coming soon. You know, right here. Right here on my forehead.
Why JFK? Should have got JFK on your forehead. Why JFK?
I just think this one's still healing. I just think he was a real one because, you know, I think that he was the really the only president to really speak out against the crazy corruption stuff that's going on in our government nowadays.
Racism.
And I don't want to, weird stuff. Like, just, and how about, JFK was killed by us.
He implemented the Civil Rights Act in 1964 with Martin Luther King Jr.
I didn't know that.
Really?
That's a good fact.
Absolutely.
I think that he was just, you know, I think he was a real guy. I think he was a real American, and he loved this country, and he spoke out, and days later, he died.
Why do you think he got killed? Because he spoke out?
Yeah. He was just literally, like, days before he died, he was talking about how our government focuses on corruption instead of truth and all the things. There's a great speech where he goes back and forth between the negatives and what we should be focusing on. And days after that, like, he died.
Well, most people who help the poor and disenfranchised in America end up getting assassinated in some way, shape,
I mean, it's a trend that can't be not noticed.
Why did it say whatever in the palm of your hand?
Oh, that's Nirvana. It says whatever, never mind, but this one faded.
So was it a tat or you just wrote it?
No, it's a tat.
Okay.
What was the first one you got?
Start getting this one, this Playboy bunny. that's it. And I was playing basketball with Justin, and he's so fast. He just knocked it off while it was healing. And
you and Justin really developed quite a friendship.
He's a good guy, you know. I love him. Yeah, whenever he, and I have so much respect for him. Like going on tour and doing shows for 2 hours a night, like that's superhuman. Right. Like for almost a year. Mm-hmm. You know,
and that's a huge boost for you because then you get Justin's fans, and you know who anybody that's a fan of Justin. That I feel like if he co-signed you,
right,
automatically they're like, okay.
And that goes back to what you were asking earlier. You know, going on stage was the first time was terrifying, and it didn't get any better like the next times for however many shows that I did. But you know, they were all really supportive because you know if Justin with you, you know they.
Right.
Have no option, you know.
Did they know your music at first, or was it one of those things where they just looking at you?
I mean, they knew Too Young and White Iverson, but then everything else was, like, you know, new to them.
Foreign to them.
Yeah, Go Flex was, they loved that, too.
Right.
What's the biggest temptation you've experienced since, like, you know, your star has risen, like being on tour, stuff like that?
Like,
because I'm sure the women have come at you.
Yeah. Ashley,
there it is again. Here it is again. Round two.
I'm sure the women have come with you.
I mean, nah, Ash is on me.
Yeah, she's
Ash on my head.
Yeah.
She'll beat my ass. She'll beat their ass.
There you go.
It's just, you know, it's a wild life, but you know the best way to be a good boy is just play Xbox and and keep them outside the tour bus.
That can get annoying too, though. It's like a parent that's like constantly on their child. You're like, give me some freedom.
No, not if he loves her and wants her there.
Answer this one smart.
What?
Answer this one smart.
What's the question?
Does it get annoying?
Oh no.
You guys stuck in marriage?
I don't know.
Ashley.
I'm 21 years old.
Right.
Come here, Ashley.
Ashley.
Oh, no.
You gotta get her name right.
That's okay.
He's like, no.
Post Malone laying that game down mean. When he tell you to stay, you stay.
No.
Ashley, don't
stop it.
That's all right. That's all right.
His interview's for him.
That's all right. Let's talk about the music.
Yeah.
You tweeted once that, I don't know. I don't follow you on Twitter.
Well, the new album, Stoney, is in stores right now.
Did you vote for Trump?
I didn't vote.
Why? Political? Making a political stand? Or?
Our votes don't count. I mean, it's all really...
Been hanging out black people too long.
Our votes... Our
people's vote count, sir.
No, our votes don't... our votes are suggestions to the Electoral College. That's all it is. So they can vote for whoever they want.
You win the popular vote and then lose the electoral college. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So. This whole system's...
Right.
Tell me more. Because you're young and you got a voice. I would like to know your thoughts on the current system.
And I can't even get into this because I'm
You can.
I'm not really... I feel like Bernie Sanders should have won.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you were
because I think he was the realest one. I think he was the realest one.
Right. Do you feel like one of them was more fit than the other, though?
I mean, if you had, I'm gonna talk about that with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, I feel you, and I also understand.
You know, but at the same time, it doesn't really matter what I think.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what I think because everybody has their own opinion.
Right.
And like I said, everybody's so opinionated and everybody's right. So if I say something, I'm going to get skewered for it.
Right.
So I'm just out.
But you don't care what people say. You have that.
What?
The Bud Light.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, but I mean, to an extent. To an extent.
It can still hurt you.
Yeah.
In some way. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like seeds of racism were planted in a generation that wasn't even thinking about it?
I think that it's there, and I think that there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in this world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where it came from. I was born in 1995.
Right.
But, you know, I think there's some crazy stuff, and we need to really come together as humans and make right.
What do you do when you experience racism? Like, meaning that you're around some white people who may be being racist. How do you
I don't hang out with racists.
That you know
you don't experience that.
I mean, yeah, I haven't been in a situation where something has happened and they have been racist or anything like that.
So if Trump asked you to perform at his inauguration, would you do it?
How much money is he paying?
Oh, bad answer.
Come on, that's a joke. Are you kidding
that
me?
That joke backfired on Neil.
Backfired on Neil. Neil tried that earlier this week. Neil.
It doesn't make any sense because if I do his show, does that mean that I'm a supporter of him?
For Inauguration Day, yes. If it's on Inauguration Day, yes, I think so. I think that's the perception.
It is the perception of it. That's what people will take from it. Like, oh, because it's inauguration. It's him handpicking people that, you know, he likes. And you agree because you want to be there. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I missed that part.
And you got a Kid Rockish vibe.
What are you saying?
Kid Rockish kind of let us down because Kid Rock came up off hip-hop and he was around a lot of black people. And then he just became like the most super conservative F-U, build the wall around everybody person out here.
Well, that's wild stuff.
Yeah.
That's wild stuff that, you know, that doesn't, you know, not everybody agrees with. Not every white person agrees with that stuff.
Who's some of your favorite artists out right now, like the younger artists?
I mean, I like Uzi. I like... Mm-hmm.
You saw he just got arrested for riding his dirt bike with no helmet?
Yeah, no, that's crazy stuff.
And then he had a wild police chase.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff. I haven't looked into that either. I try, you know, I don't really read the news or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I like, you know, I like Thug.
He's thinking about all the political stuff he said, wondering if he said something wrong.
Oh, no.
His mind is on that. He's like, damn.
Have you ever been arrested?
Have I been arrested? No.
Okay.
I'm good a good job. Boy. Yeah.
No, it could be wrong place, wrong time, too.
No, I keep my stuff in the shadows, in the dungeon, in the turnip dungeon.
Because
people get arrested for little things, like smoking weed in a place you didn't know you couldn't smoke weed and, you know.
No, whatever. I'm cool. Mm. I mean, I used to get in trouble a lot in high school for parties, but
that's about it. You're a good guy.
Yeah, I'm a good guy. I'm very chill. I'm boring.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Well, his album is out right now. It's
Stony.
Called Stony.
Yes, Stony.
And this is his debut album, by the way. So, you know, you've heard the mixtapes and everything.
Mm-hmm. Did you listen to it?
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I might, though.
What do you mean, absolutely not? You might like it. You might like it.
I might, though. Somebody did recommend it. I'm lying. But I'm going to listen to it.
He got to listen to it. He has to.
I am. I'm going to listen to it.
It's some of your favorite.
A lot of stuff came out last
week.
Some
of your favorite artists felt like they could co-sign Post Malone and be featured on this album.
Who?
If Pharrell could go in the studio with him, 2 Chainz is on here, Kalani's on here, Quavo's on here, then maybe it's worth a listen for
him. I haven't gotten a chance to. A lot of stuff came out last week. J. Cole came out last week. Absol.
This is the deluxe one, I think. Okay. You can have that one.
Who still has CDs?
I guess everybody.
I'm gonna pull it up on Tidal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you have it. It's the
Breakfast. Ashley, good seeing you.
Ashlyn. Can you say her name right?
Oh, Ashlyn. Good seeing you, Ashlyn.
Thank you, Ashlyn.
Gracious.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's Post Malone.
Thank you, guys.
The Breakfast Club.
Hell.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to a young man from Michigan named Brian Earl Taylor. He's 21 years old. He was convicted of unlawful imprisonment and carrying a concealed weapon. He received a 2-year prison sentence for the weapon conviction and 18 months to 15 years for false imprisonment through a sentencing agreement. Now, what exactly did Brian do? Well, investigators believe Brian and two other men forced a man into a car and drove to his Railroad Street home to rob him. And it didn't help that Brian Taylor was on parole in Wayne County and had multiple open felony warrants at the time. Now, when you got all those charges against you and you already on parole, it's pretty much a wrap, okay? Take that cake out the oven, it's done. And Brian Taylor, I'm sure, knew that when he was in court on March 10th because he was very apologetic. So apologetic that he wrote a song about it. You want to hear it? Here it go.
Hello there. You're under. I want to say I'm sorry for the things I've done, and I try and be stronger in this life I chose. But I want you to know that door I closed. In your honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. To my mother, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. To the victim, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Woo! Drop one of Clues bombs from Brian.
I accept your apology.
Yeah, I would let him off.
First of all, the fact
he is a new Adele.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm thinking the fact that he still got sentenced to possibly 17 years, is that the judge's way of saying he sucked?
Damn.
Okay? I have seen this before. I have friends who have broke out in the song in the courtroom in hopes to avoid jail time. In fact, I've seen it work before. My guy, Wax, was facing 10 years once for kidnapping.
He sang
Amazing Grace so beautifully.
No, he did not.
Shut up.
Tell him to come in here and sing right now.
He sang Amazing Grace so beautifully in that courtroom that day, brought tears to the people in the court's eyes, so much so that the judge gave a continuance, and he eventually got probation. Okay? And this is where Brian Taylor dropped the ball. An apology isn't enough in the courtroom. The judge hears people say sorry all the time, whether it's just said or sung. The judge hears sorry all the time. When you're facing that kind of time, you got to call on the Lord. If you're going to sing in the courtroom, you got to sing a gospel song. You got to sing an Amazing Grace. You got to sing I Love the Lord by Whitney Houston. You know, you got to sing Jesus is Love, Lionel Richie and the Commodores. You got to sing I Surrender All. C.C. Winans, okay? One of those records might have got a couple years shaved off his sentence. Not a karaoke version of Adele's Hello, okay? All you did was piss off the white people by remixing Adele's song and turning it into some fake-ass apology. Play a little bit of it real quick. Just hit it one time.
Hello there, you're under. I want to say I'm sorry for the things I've done.
Okay, Brian.
Hello.
Stop it, Brian.
Sounds good.
Great effort, but nobody respects the under-the-gun apology. When sorry is not coming from a sincere place, it's not respected. Of course you're apologetic when you're in the courtroom facing all that jail time. Of course you're sorry. Kids, let this be a lesson to you all. That tough talk goes out the window when the judicial system got you by the balls. Okay? Brian Taylor is the same guy who had the gun out, kidnapping folks, getting his thug on. But when he's in front of the judge facing jail time, Brian Taylor turns to Brian McKnight. Hit it one more time. Just one more time. Hit it.
Hello. There, Your Honor, I want to say I'm sorry for the things I've done.
Please give Brian Taylor the biggest hee-haw, please.
You should have sang the hee-haw.
Hey, man, you get an E for effort. Or is it an A for effort?
You get an E for effort and T for nice try.
Man, God bless him, man.
All right.
But now everybody know you can sing, so you know what your job is in jail, buddy.
It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
She's returned to the scene of the crime.
Lil Mama.
Lil Mama's in the building.
What's up, y'all?
Lil Mama. Now, let's clear it up. Last time you was here.
Why you was asking
yourself? He's so upset. Because everybody thinks Charlamagne's a bully.
Yes.
He is a bully. But
yeah, Charlamagne, you're a bully.
I didn't make you cry, right?
No, not technically, no. No, it wasn't you. You know who it was? It was Angela Yee, because I did see the interview where you said, you know, it was Angela Yee, and then I watched it back. I said, wait, it was Angela. I got to whoop Angela. No, I'm playing.
I did not make you cry.
On a serious note, I mean, the reason why I got emotional is because I was, you know, talking about my mother, and at the time, you know, I hadn't really come out about how I felt about it. You know, I went through a phase where, in that moment when I came to talk to y'all, that was the first time I ever sat down with a group of people and discussed it. So it was just like, everything.
All your emotions.
And plus, Charlamagne was being mean the whole interview.
He was
being a little. He was pushing it a little hard. It was like
a little hard.
He had an agenda.
No, for the record, they told me it was supposed to be jokes.
Oh.
And they said you was gonna snap on me, and I was gonna snap on you.
They set it up like a reality show. I see what happened.
Who is they?
Angela Yee. Angela Yee was they.
No, that's not.
I don't know who they.
To be specific about what happened.
Okay.
I told little mom. I said, look, just so you know, Charlamagne is probably gonna say some rude things. FYI, she said, I got this, I can handle it.
Oh, so Angela, you got young in the whole situation.
Happened. I gave her the warning.
She did.
I gave her a warning.
Angela, yeah, I thought we was cool.
I warned you. I did not say it's going to be jokes back and forth. I said, he's going to be mean. He's going to go at you. Are you good?
She gave me the same warning.
That's not true, Charlamagne.
But you know, I was minding my
Charlamagne, you lying.
And little mama pop stepped to me, looking for you.
Hey. Yeah, little mama pops pulled a gun on you.
Allegedly.
Come on now, don't snitch.
Hey, don't do stuff like that.
That's allegedly.
Hey.
Now, what happened the other night in Brooklyn? You was fighting the other night?
Nah, see what happened? You know what? You know what's so crazy? I was going to come to the booth and be like, yo, MV, rude up. Nah. No, actually what happened was... What had happened was I came to the club with what I would call a group of young people.
Black youth.
Yeah, black youth,
you know.
Right. No, basically, you know, my brother had a party. He was turning 21.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the house. I'm like, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not doing it. I'm not even about to go to no strip club or none of that. I'm staying home.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. The kids turned 21. Let me go out and support them.
Right.
Oh, these motherfuckers. They just was getting it on. And I was in the middle of it like, yo, y'all got
to
chill out.
They came to the club before
they go? Nah, they was chilling at first, but then it just got crazy. And the crazy part about it is that it was amongst family. Like, it was amongst...
Oh, y'all fighting each other?
Close friends. They was fighting each other. They was close friends and family. And I was just caught in the middle. The security was like, little mama, you just need to go. This is not good for you. You got way more to lose than these kids. So I was like, but at the end of the day, these is my kids.
Damn it, man.
Did you throw any punches?
Nah, I didn't come to that. It was just really getting them off of each other, because like I said, it was family.
Gotcha.
They're family and close friends, and it's just that when you're young like that and you get misunderstandings, everybody want to be the top dog. You fighting for yourself to like, you know, make yourself look good, and I'm past that phase, so I was able to keep a level mind and trying to get them to understand what I know.
And there's nothing wrong with family fighting. Just fight at home. Fight in the backyard, get it over
It's
with.
Only bad when somebody's filming it.
You was going to ask me about that, too, because they told me you was there, and I was like,
Evan, you were there?
Yeah, I was there. I was DJ that night.
He was in the club.
Yeah, when I left there, I was like, you and mama down there fighting? I was about to go see. I was like, I ain't going down there.
He was like, I already got a gun pulled on me once.
Fight, right?
I said, my pops might be there with the hammer.
Stop saying my pops had the hammer, for real.
He said that.
He had the hammer, little mama.
Stop saying that. Don't do that.
Now, it was a video of you performing by a pool.
Yeah.
That everybody turned into a meme. What was that about?
That turned into a meme?
Yeah, it was a meme.
Oh, because I don't know. I saw some other memes. But I had visited my uncle.
Okay.
I think we went to maybe PA or somewhere close by that. I had another engagement to do later on that evening. They probably flipped it around like, oh, this is her engagement. This is her engagement. Because, you know, people love. They love to hate them. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you know
what I'm saying? They love people at the pool.
But when it's family, if you feel like you all that and you had a family function and you like, oh, I can't perform. Hey, I'm too big. Nah, I'm not too big.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a couple of kids and they like, come on, we love the record, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I always bake it with the grits with them.
I always.
You know what I'm saying? For real, it's nothing. It's,
what
it's,
was
it's
that
all
check
love.
Like, though?
What check?
She just did it amongst
family.
That's
my family.
It was just something she did. Listen, I'll say this. I always see Lil Mama. We end up on a lot of panels together, her talking to the kids and giving back, and she has a great story of everything that she's been doing.
Yeah, we've been working. Me and Angela Yee, we put in a lot of work in 2015 because prior to last year, I spent a lot of time going between California and New York, just going back and forth and doing stuff with television. And I feel like I was really able to put my feet back into the soil in the city and to really work with young people, just everybody, not just young people, but everybody, and just... Because we did talent shows with singers, all types of stuff.
Right. So we was on all kinds of panels, talking to the kids, churches, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which meme you think looks sadder, yours or the Michael Jordan crying face meme? Because I saw you post yours.
Yeah, I posted mine because it was one of those things where I was able to relate to the comedy around it.
Gotcha.
I wasn't even looking at it like, oh, it's sad that, you know, I lost my mom and I was crying. There's a meme. I wasn't that deep into it at that moment. Probably it was New York, because I was home, chilling out. My brothers, they cut on me all day. Like, they don't let me rock. So it's like, when you see something like that, it just you take it with a grain of salt.
I actually tried to defend it. I was like, yo, y'all making fun of her, but she was crying about her mom. And he's like, shut up! She was crying because of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you caught a lot of backlash, because you was riding me hard. You was like, yeah, little mama. what's up? Nah, I'm playing.
He was. Wait, I think this is a good time for Charlemagne to apologize for that interview.
Hold on, wait. I gotta look cute.
You should apologize.
Because you were very mean.
I gotta look cute when I accept my apology.
And you do look cute.
Apologize. Not apologize.
You got to.
You should.
Come on, Charlemagne.
You were really mean. You know, you went a little shy.
Some nasty stuff.
It was jokes. I'm not apologizing for jokes.
All right, so in your defense, some stuff wasn't jokes. And according to my brothers, some stuff was right.
And what stuff was right?
Like, you know, like...
Where's the music?
All right, like, yeah, like, where's the music? I feel like in this industry, right, I got a problem with a couple of things. Mm-hmm. A lot of vets don't really tell people, especially of my generation, what's really good. Like, nobody is really sitting down like, yo, that's trash. What are y'all doing? Like, you, where you from? Are you from New York? Where you from? Are you from Cali? All right, y'all don't have to have the same sound. It's okay to add to that sound and you know, do a little bit to it to show, hey, I'm versatile. I could do that too. But stick to your sound. Like, what's your thing that you do? What's new that you thinking that you're creating that you could come up with and push that artist to do that? That's lacking in the music industry. Just like if somebody is slacking with their music, for somebody to be able to be like, yo, step, come on, let's go. Right. If you're going to do it. Don't talk about it.
They call that hating.
Even though Charlamagne was going off, and like I said, that's his persona. He going to give it to you hard. And, you know, but you, I mean, right. Hey, this is no sausage day. I'm just saying. This is no sausage day.
He loves sausage.
I did like the sausage record.
I know. I did.
He was on his own. I would love sausage, but I like
it.
Sausage.
Hey, it was a fun dancing.
I feel like they was giving you too much flack for that record because it was supposed to be a fun record.
Is a solid record.
Charlamagne loves sausage.
I gotta tell you, I respect you.
Pause.
I respect you for showing love to that record, for acknowledging true hip hop. To be honest with you, had somebody else made that record, I'm not saying any genders or anybody in particular, but had somebody else made that record that maybe you guys respect a little bit more?
No.
Or felt wasn't a kid rapper?
If it was a kid rapper, I would have loved Sausage. Just like, you can't come out, my lip gloss is popping right now.
Yo, listen.
Sausage ain't lip gloss.
Sausage ain't lip gloss. I'm telling...
It's
look,
the same lane.
I said, no, it ain't. I said, hop off my sausage.
Right.
It's basically letting people know, like...
How the hook go?
Egg with the bacon, bacon with the grits. Now listen, hold on. Eggs, bacon, grits. Hop off. No, come on.
That
I mean, and I can understand why men wouldn't really like the record because it's like, oh, sorry, it's a pride thing. You don't want to be sitting around saying, sorry, my father's not going to listen to that record. He'd be
Charlamagne
like,
will.
I'm not riding around listening to it, but when I hear it, I get it.
Yeah, he likes it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It does
like sausage.
Is it just me?
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Little Mama's in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, do you feel like people don't respect you?
I feel like I took a lot of time away from what I was supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I let a lot of things that happen in this industry affect me in a personal way instead of just keep going. You can't give up. And I know that if my mother was here, she would have been like, yo, what you doing? Let's go. Because she always maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never say I saw her quit. I saw her work 2 and 3 jobs and take care of 4 kids. I don't got no kids. What I'm sitting around for? What am I waiting for? You know what I'm saying? My mother was 24 when she had me. So I'm like, yo, I'm 24, I'm 25. Now I'm getting to that phase. And I'm like, what was my mother doing? What was she like? And that's what really pushed me to be like, yo, get on top of your A game. Do what you got to do. Work a couple jobs. Get married. Have some kids. Get it popping.
Don't you think people give you a lot of flack for no reason, though? That's one of the things that made me feel bad after the last interview, because I was like, damn, Lil Mama really going through some things that we may not have known about. Because I saw the interview you did with Complex.
Yeah.
And you said you were damn near suicidal after the VMA.
No. I never said I was suicidal. What I said was a person can be
suicidal. Right.
Oh, gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha.
That could lead some people to feel so crazy after.
You have some people in this world, they're not even just, people mistake the word weak or weakness. Sometimes a weakness could come from a lack of family.
Right.
From a lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
You have all of these things that I've been blessed to have. Like, I have a great father.
We know. He keeps the hammer.
Yeah. In the beginning, when my mom first passed, I neglected my father.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where our relationship was going a little, you know, sour because my communication with him became poor. I was just dwelling on my loss. And then I started getting back to it like, yo, this man really loves me. He rides for me. He invests in me, not only financially, but spiritually, physically. My father is like, he's a dad. And I started just celebrating him more. Some people are not blessed to have that. Some people never had, like, they had parents that they knew all their life, but they never was in their life.
But you have had a lot of different things happen for you that were very positive, from America's Best Dance Crew to being in the TLC movie.
TLC story, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, now, what's your relationship now with T-Boz
and Chili. It's really good. We talk a lot. I think that, you know, one of the biggest, I want to say dilemmas, but I really want to, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but it's a sensitive thing when you have the perfect three. And this is the three you've learned to know, you've learned to love, you grew it, and now you have sausages. No, I'm playing. But now you have this new young person that, you know, we kind of got a chance to, you know, be a part of your journey and things like that. But you're not left eye. So we don't want to, like, make it seem like we're replacing her. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest issue in continually working with them. But I did get a great run. They brought me out on some great shows. I got to do the AMAs for the first time with them.
Right.
I got to do some shows in Canada. Like, we traveled the world together. They're a phenomenal group of people that they was able to bring me on board for some.
You've even said with T-Boz had some criticism. Like, she said you weren't working hard enough. Or what happened with that?
Yo, they work hard. They work hard.
You let the old women outwork you?
Yeah, let me tell you something.
God bless T-Boz and Chili.
God bless T-Boz and Chili. Let me tell you something. You know, sometimes we would be in rehearsal, and I got to give it to Tion because she, like I was saying about you, she's very raw. She's no hoes barred. She'd be like, yo, pace yourself. And if you really look at her movement, she's very sharp, and she still got that swag on her, but she know how to, she can do a show for 2 hours and not get tired, not get winded, and, well, both of them. But, I mean, with Tion, I felt more of a connection because she's more outspoken. I feel like Chili, she more so maybe wanted to kind of, like, give me my space and let me get it on my own time. But together, as a group, I was able to learn a lot from both of them.
Made you a stronger person playing the left eye role?
I think it did. I think that when I played left eye, it helped me to see things about myself.
Mm-hmm.
It taught me discipline. It taught me respect. It taught me etiquette, even acting. Coming in the game, I was raw. You know, that's how incidents like running up on stage happen. I'm straight out of New York City. Like, oh, New York is popping. Like, you gotta learn how to. All right, now it's at this moment. That's when you sit down. At this moment, that's when you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Respect what someone else is putting together. Respect this area. Respect that area. Now, when it's time for you to do you, you do you to maximum. But now when it's time to sit back.
Some people might not have recovered from that, but you actually managed to go on and do that movie. And I think that helped a lot because at first people were like, how is she playing that role? How is she going to do that? But then they saw it and they was like, oh, okay, I'm not mad at that. She did a great job.
What's your relationship with the group now? Are you still part of the group? Do you still go on shows? Or?
Well, I've never been a part of the group. They just brought me on as an honor, and which it was.
An honorary L.
Yeah, honorary L. Mm-hmm. Lil Mama. Ain't gonna have the Lil. No, I'm just stop. Mm-hmm. I don't have the Lil no more. No, I'm just playing. But,
that is a good question, though.
Are you gonna just be Mama?
Is it gonna be his Mama, Big Mama? What's gonna be?
Yeah, Big Mama.
My family always call me Mama.
Mm-hmm.
They never call me Lil Mama. When I put Lil Mama on my name, it was around the time that it was like Lil Wayne, Lil Zane, Lil Bow Wow, Lil Kim, all of these different Lils. And I'm like, I write myself. And so I was planning out my autograph. I was planning out my name. I was writing music. I was doing all of this stuff, coming up with covers for my mixtape. So that whole process in creating that, I created the Lil.
Gotcha.
But really, my mother named me Mama after Throw Mama from the Train.
Now, listen, you got brothers and sisters,
from Throw
right?
Mama from the Train?
Yes.
Wow. You got brothers and sisters. I know sometimes they have to laugh at some of these memes, though. Could you be responsible for some good ass?
You probably laugh at some of them your damn self.
Yeah, I am. I
you
told
ever get
you
mad at them?
No, I told you. I told you. I laughed at the I laughed at the one with the underarms. Cause you know, like like that's
what was
funny.
The underarm
I didn't see that meme.
Like when your underarms stink, but nobody tell you or something like that.
No, when you in class and your underarms stink, but somebody yell out, "Yo, who musty?" Like that, and you like. Especially if you just told somebody like, "Yo, you got deodorant?" They be like, "Nah, I ain't got no deodorant." They the same ones like, "Who musty?" Like. That's a fight right there.
Which ones piss you off the most?
Which memes piss me off?
Yeah. Because they always like to say you and Bow Wow never in the same room at the same time. That one got to piss you off.
Me and Bow Wow, that does not piss me off. I told Bow Wow, and I'm going to tell him again, let's make this movie. Let's get this money. I'm trying to tell you, if we play brother and sister in a movie, we will, like, one thing you got to understand, Bow Wow is a legend. Bow Wow's a legend. You cannot take that away from him.
Let me tell you something.
Bow Wow sold out.
Let him say this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to hear it.
Legend?
You call Iggy Azalea a legend?
For different reasons. Iggy's a legend because he's the first white girl to ever have success in rap.
If Iggy's a legend, Bow Wow's
what makes Bow a legend?
Bow Wow has over 20 years of success in this business. I never really been a big fan of anybody in music when I was little, mm-hmm. because I was so into the arts myself that when everybody was planning and buying all of these magazines and stuff, I didn't really like get into it myself, but I knew what was going on. Right. Bow Wow, he's a legend.
Wait till he dies first.
He's a living
Bow
legend.
Bow Wow put in work.
My point is this. You can't offend me. You can't offend me by comparing me to somebody who's great and handsome. So if you say we look good, then I'm cool. Because Bow looks good.
Mama, you can't be handsome.
No, I'm saying if you're comparing
me to
somebody.
She's like the female version.
Exactly. Like, if you compare me to somebody named handsome, I'm like, all right. Because Bow Wow, he look a little better than me. I'll be like, hold up. But nah, you know, he's a good-looking guy.
We see you glamming it up lately. Is it because you're sensitive about your looks?
No, it's not that I'm sensitive about my looks. I think that naturally, as I'm growing into a young lady, into a woman, my style is just, you know, it's picking up naturally. It's like, you know, I'm about to get married. I'm not proposed to. Wait, guys, don't start no rumors. I'm not proposed
to.
Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Big Sean.
There was a rumor. They had posted a picture.
Angela Yee.
And everybody said they was dating.
She ain't denied.
Angela Yee. Listen to me. Pretty soon, I'll be getting married.
Okay.
Because I carry myself as a wife. Mm-hmm. And I want children, mm-hmm. and there's just an order that comes to that.
That's right. Real.
And I carry myself in the way of the things that I want, mm-hmm. so I'm going to receive it.
Okay, so all right.
when I decide that I'm going to say yes and become someone's fiance, you guys will be the first to know. Okay.
All right. Well, we got more with Little Mama when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Happy holidays.
Wishing you and your family the very best this holiday season from all of us here at The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
She don't want to be saved, don't save her. She don't want to be saved, don't save her. She don't want to be saved, don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Little Mama's in the building now, Charlamagne.
So what's next for Little Mama?
Well, right now, we got the mixtape out, Take Me Back. Mm-hmm. Take Me Back, lit. Did you hear it?
Not yet.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You heard it?
Nope.
Two songs.
You heard it?
But there's seven on there.
Yeah, you heard it. At least you heard two. Mm-hmm. At least you heard two.
Well, so you heard Sausage. That's on there?
Yeah, Sausage is on there.
There's only like seven songs on there.
It's only seven songs. It's an EP. And I'm wetting my feet because we have so many different styles of music. I wish I would have heard it so y'all could have been prepared for this. But it's so many different styles of music on there. I gotta fulfill the dudes like my father and like Envy over here. Hey. And just wanna hear rap. No, it's not a bad thing. You know, my father came to me in a dream and was like, nigga, you better have at least two on there for me. I'm just saying.
And Memes is the next single.
What if that is you though? What if you just wanna do the dance?
No. I love to rap and rap.
Lyrically.
I love to sing.
Gotcha.
When it's right. Mm-hmm. If I hear a beat and I'm like, yo, I hear melody in it, it's gonna come. If I just hear spitting, that's when that happens. If I hear a dance record, like Sausage, where I can have fun, mm-hmm. and do all of that stuff, I just do what makes me happy in music.
Right. Let's hear you spit. I want to hear you spit a little
bit. Okay. Yo, I be looking at my pops like he was young when he started. Looking in the mirror like I was young when I started. And I still look good and my mother dearly departed. Banging through the jungle, I still forever my artist. Look, you can't see me. On a boat, you can't rock me. Knew I was the king and tried beat me like Rodney. If I decide to Rocky, you can't outbox me. Kick. Block me, even if you knock me. I ain't get no handouts, not even Jehovah's Witness. Now look at the Grinch who stole Christmas. Call me a freak, cause my flow a little vicious, and I stay with the heat. Word the weight, I ain't switching. Never trading my team. Might have fumbled the rock. Back to chasing my dreams. Moving weight on the block. If my success make you sick, you gon' rot. And I'm only gonna suggest y'all this, that y'all stop. Cause I'm not. I'm on a whole nother notch. And the way I sow seeds, I'm on a whole nother crop. And I'ma keep opening doors y'all can't lock on some thug life. Style these chickens can't pop, and if Pop was alive, he put two and two together like dear mama, then write a whole nother letter. My fabulous life, you know, that's the family. My pops and my bros was the first one stamping me, trading the LLP to get a Grammy. So why should I study these bros that can't stand me when I got a fan base that's a fly cook up? That why I be spitting crack every time you look up. Man, this blow so cold, I got them shook up. I'm so body, Master P, I got the hook up, and I ain't even fishing. Yet you debate about the rules that I break and the checks that I make. It's an insult to me when you look me in my face and you ask me as I'm good, knowing damn well I'm great. And I don't respect you if you speak my name out of line, then you see me and we snapping frames for your gram while I stand like who raised these lames. I know we going through a change, but we're part of the game, cause I ain't playing. I'm cut from something different, son. You could call me Peter, cause I stick to my guns. So in closing, I'ma just stick to my ones, you know. Cut through the chase and just get to my funds. It's easy to me. If it's rap, it's dinner. I'm a classic, man. Call me your dinner. 2016, it's gonna be a hot summer. In 2016, that gonna be a hot, yo. I might drop Canary, I might drop Winter Holding. So much heat, I'm starting to feel like a sinner. When I look into the eyes of those who I do it for, knowing they'd do it for me, make me do it more. So over wounds and battle scars that leave me sore, I overcome cause I must soar. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts, or I stand tall where the lions roar. Victorious cause I wanted more. Scared ones and frail ones that, yo, roll with a gang to get a, yo.
Bow Wow okay. Couldn't do that. Bow Wow couldn't do that, by the way.
Yo.
Better than that,
Sonson.
I like that.
Okay. Bow Wow couldn't do that.
You keep going?
I don't think Bow Wow got balls like that.
Now we good. She said, now we good.
Salute the little mama. We're gonna get her and Bow Wow to do this movie where they play sisters.
Let me tell you something. Hey, yo, listen. Let's do this. Bow Wow, we on. 2017, we got to be filming. Right now, they just need to be getting ready to green light something. I don't know what it is, but it's going to happen.
Some type of Freaky Friday, something.
Something dope. That'd be fire. You hear me? I'll go off. Don't let me become in it.
All right.
So, but yeah.
And shout out your pops for pulling the hammer on Envy. You know what I mean?
Daddy, I'll daddy, I'll pop P.O.P. Hold it down.
It's the Breakfast Club. Little mama.